You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Thank you for listening to Oracle of You podcast. I'm your host, Beth Hewitt. And today, the cards that we have got are the Dalmatian Stone from the Crystal Spirit Oracle cards by Colette Baron-Reed. We have the Four of Staves from the Taramucha deck. And we have the Stop card from the Prism Oracle card deck by Nicole Pivarotto. So we've got the Dalmatian Stone, and then we've got the Four of Staves. And on the Four of Staves card, we see three maidens who are joyfully kind of spinning in the moment. The staves are upright in the ground, and they have flowers and foliage trimmed up as if there's some kind of fair or some kind of celebration going on. So before I even look at the Dalmatian card, and because we've got the Stop card, so it's a red card, it's got a big cross on it, and it's saying stop. It's like a stop sign that you might see as you're driving about. For me, this is saying stop. You're working too hard. You're doing too much. Remember to have fun. Remember to have joy. Remember to celebrate how far you have come. Remember to celebrate all of the amazing things that you have achieved. Or just remember to have fun generally. Remember how important that having fun and celebrating is as much part of life as doing the work. We don't always need to be on the treadmill. We don't always need to be working so hard. It's just that we have been conditioned by society to do our best, to be the best version of ourselves, to get those qualifications, to have those careers, to have the nice house, to have the family, to have all of these things. But you know what? Sometimes life is just for joy and contentment. So let's see what the Dalmatian Stone card actually says. So the Dalmatian Stone is actually about playfulness, being childlike, joy and enthusiasm for life, the absurdity and humour and laughter. Be weird. Jump up and down for joy. Belly laugh at your favourite comedians. And interesting, the very first thing that it says in the book of the Crystal Spirit is, watch children playing and you are watching them learn. And I love that we've got these three maidens who could be, you know, they look quite young, but they're having fun. The cards are very much stacking on top of each other. So it's saying stop whatever you are doing. Watch the children. There is a school near to me and I can hear the kids during playtime having fun. And I love to listen to that sometimes because it brings me back to the present and reminds me to bring more laughter and fun into my life. Serious though life may seem at times, the Dalmatian Stone Spirit is calling you to embrace the absurdity of this world. Sometimes laughter is the best medicine. Maybe something has happened that is like really annoying, and you can choose right now in the moment whether you are going to get angry and stamp your feet, or are you just going to laugh at the absurdity that something so terrible could have happened to you. Oh, just laugh out loud, just belly laugh, and it can dissipate that feeling of anger and anguish of whatever is going on. To laugh and find humour in the everyday experiences that might otherwise frustrate you is going to be incredibly powerful to move you from emotions, stuck emotions of stagnant, of fear, of resentment, of anger, of jealousy, into ones of just more joy and contentment. All of us are here to learn, and laughter makes the lesson so much easier. How often can we laugh about something that happened in the past, but right in that moment, it was hard and it was absurd? After the fact, we can laugh at those times. But what if we could laugh at them in the moment? There would be such power in being able to do that. So now is a really good time to crack a joke. Whatever you're going through right now, if it feels a bit absurd, if it feels unhealthy, if it feels unfair, just crack a joke. Break the tension and remind yourself that alongside trouble and hardship dances a spirit of playfulness, like the three maidens that we've got in the Four of Staves. This is not a time for drudging or marching, but for skipping, singing a song, making a goofy face, and recognizing that the conscious universe throws you off course at times to remind you that surprises can be gifts from the invisible realms. And the Dalmatian stone spirit is calling you to lighten up and open yourself to playing with the possibilities, to having more fun. And who knows what you will discover in the fun, in doing that, in laughing a little bit more. How will you crack open? I do remember, like, growing up, that I had two different mums. Like, it was the same person, and my mum is amazing. But before I was 13, my mum was very sad. She was depressed. She was in a relationship that didn't bring her any love. And when she went through her divorce, I got a new mum. It was amazing to see this different person. All of a sudden, this laughter, this joy, this excitement to be who she always was really enlightening to me, that I got to see a different side to my mum, a mum who was fun. So how can you bring more joy to your life? And sometimes it's hard if we're depressed or we're anxious. These are real feelings and emotions that can hold us back. But where can you bring more love and joy and happiness and fun into your life? Now, the Four of Staves, there are three maidens and they're preparing for a festival to mark a time of great joy. But we don't necessarily need to mark it. We can laugh in the moment, but also, do we need to put things in our diary where we have fun? Do you need to put time in your diary when you know you're saying to yourself, today is me time. Today I go to the comedy store. Today I laugh. Today I revisit memories and just have a good chuckle. I put the comedian on the TV or I watch a funny film, whatever that is. How can you bring more joy and happiness into your life? When an achievement has been accomplished, a rite of passage is attained, or peace and harmony returns after a time of trouble. And so we need to pause to celebrate. And it's important to create these rituals that symbolize significant events. So, where can you plot those experiences in your diary to allow yourself to experience joy and happiness? But I think the best kind of joy and happiness and playfulness comes from just being playful in the moment. So, right now, if there is an air of seriousness going on for you, stop and question how you can approach the day in a more light and playful and expressive and fun way. Ask yourself, what would little you do? What would the child, the inner child in you, want to be doing today in order to bring you more joy, more entertainment, more happiness, more playfulness? How would that show up for you today? Okay, have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope you've enjoyed today's message, especially if you are somebody that needs to stop because you've been far too serious. Or maybe you've had a difficult time and you just need to stop and reflect so that you can bring more joy into your life. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will be back here again tomorrow. Speak soon.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.